1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
That little saying just came to mind. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Words will kill you. Maybe not somebody else's, but yours. And when you allow the fountain to be bitter and sweet, you are in neutral. You can't drive a neutral car. Where are you going? Unless you get a downhill slope. You're not going anywhere. You're in park. You're in neutral. Amen. So it's vitally important that we exercise ourselves to discipline that tongue. That tongue can control your whole body, even your imagination. When you control your tongue, you can control, you bring that subject. You arrest every thought, and you can control thought that comes into your mind. You just don't think certain ways. And when you truly work at disciplining, your subconscious gets in agreement with you. And you start responding to stuff from a godly perspective, not a carnal perspective. You believe God first before you want to doubt and fear. See, the enemy, this is how tight this thing is. The enemy sowed a seed of doubt to Eve. He said, God hath not surely said. See, here's how he does. He sowed the seed. And I picture it this way, just left the seed. Went on his way. He knew she received the seed. He let the seed mature. That's how he does. You let that stuff get in there. And just about the time you're supposed to get your promotion, you about got your breakthrough, here come the devil for his seed. And some of us had that testimony. You always get to the crust. You always get to almost to the finish line, and then boom, you push back because you allowed some seed. Remember, we're not to mingle our field with mixed seed. Come on. Anything that is not of faith is what? About five of y'all read the Bible. Anything that is not of faith is sin. Come on. People like to, you know, anything not of faith is sin. They just like to skim over that real quick. Think about that. I mean, that's not the Lord trying to condemn us or judge us. He's trying to bring us to a higher place in him to where we truly walk by faith. Amen. Amen. And not by sight. We're not hindered by the things that we see. It's going to be vitally important in these last days. God will impart a grace to us. But see, grace comes to the humble. You must humble yourself. You must admit you don't know it all. You've missed the mark many occasions. Amen. God has a grace for that. When you humble yourself, he that humbles himself shall be exalted. He that exalts himself shall be abased. It's always humbling yourself, knowing that we're dependent upon God. A little baby, when it's born, is totally dependent. When it gets a certain age, it wants to be independent. You see them in the mall all the time, little children walking way out there. You know, moms have one of these long bungee cords. They just, like they know where they're going. But then when you get to a place of maturation, you become interdependent. You understand God's dependent on you. And you depend on God. We're workers together. Amen. We're workers. God's dependent on you. He's taught you. He's given you an anointing. He's given you a grace. He's taught you certain things. You have an anointing. You don't need people to always teach you. He's taught you some things. And you know some things. So don't forget those things. Don't neglect those things. Amen. He started you out a certain way. Amen. Now, you may have had to make adjustments and humble yourself in that, but what God deposited in you, don't let anybody steal that. Don't become a leaking vessel. Now, I'm not talking about crazy stuff that you thought up yourself. I'm talking about what God has taught you. Joseph started out on his journey with interpreting dreams. It was a gift. God gave him dreams. Jacob rebuked him when he said, everybody going to be bowing to me. Jacob rebuked him. But he also held it close to him because he said, this son is special. There's something about this. Well, look here. No matter what he went through, and even at the last 2 years of him being in prison, he wanted the butler to intercede and tell Pharaoh he wasn't guilty. See if maybe he could get out. And that would have probably been the right thing to do. But it wasn't God's plan. God started him out with dreams. So his deliverance was going to come through dreams. So 2 years passed and God gave Pharaoh a dream. And then he allowed the butler to remember, oh, Lord Jesus, there's a brother down in the prison. So you see, you have to know that God's going to work us. So don't settle for just anything. You have a certain skill set. You have a certain anointing. You have a certain grace on your life. God wants to use you in that grace. So even if you have to wait 2 more years, hypothetically, and the butler can't help you, and the butcher's been hanged, or the baker's been hanged, and it looks like you're just going to rot down in the prison, God still got you on his mind, and there's a gift in you that's still working, and I declare if you'll wait on it, you will mount up. Your time to be prime minister will come at the appointed time. Unbeknownst to Joseph, God was moving. See, sometimes we settling for the lower class kind of, you know. Come on, butler. God said, no, I'm going for the kingpin. See, your destiny is not there with the butler. You served in Potiphar's house. You're serving in the prison. You know, you're used to the coolie wages, if I can say it that way. But that ain't your call. I got something up here. See, wait for me to do it. Tell somebody right now, wait for God to do it. Amen. We're not idle. We're not idle. We're not lazy. We're not, procrastinating. There's such a thing as waiting upon God. That don't mean just being idle. You're busy with other things. And when you're truly waiting, you're not anxious. Amen. In God's time. In other words, you're content in whatsoever state you are in. When Joseph, after 2 years, became content, then God sent the dream. And when he stood before Pharaoh, Pharaoh said, I understand you can interpret it. He said, it is not in me. Come on, he had been humble-pied. He was ready for the prime minister job. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. And we're still focusing on the area of our mouth and words. Let patience have a perfect work. And watch God accelerate some things for you. But only after patience has had her perfect work. I love to talk about patience. I don't ask God for patience. I ain't asking for no. Tribulations will work patience. No, I'll be patient myself, Lord. That's okay. Hey, I'll chill. I'll wait. James calls patience a her. She's a bad mama. Patience is a bad girl. And he said, let patience have her. See, patience is not going to initiate. See, you can be going through something and you ain't patient. Man, how long is it going to take? You're just trying to get out the trial. See, patience is a hurt like female. She's not an initiator, but a responder. See, that's why you got to let her. You got to make up in your mind. Sometimes you got to get all the way up against your back, up against the wall, till you run out of ideas. You ain't got no way out. Ain't nobody to help you there. You're frustrated with everything. So you just finally humble yourself. And let it go and say, okay, Lord, thy will be done. And then patience start having her perfect work. But oh, when she done worked on you. I said, when she done worked on you. Stuff that used to move you don't move you now. Stuff that used to make you mad ain't bothering you now. Stuff that used to get you all upset, you ain't upset no more. Why? Patience has had her perfect work. Now you are perfect and entire, and you ain't lacking nothing, and God gonna drop a dream on Pharaoh. Amen. That's how it works. Through this pandemic, you could have been frustrated and anxious. We had all opportunities, and I'm sure we probably all got there. You closed up in the house, you got tired of looking at, you know, the four walls and nightmares. And but you got to let. It's a choice. Let. She'll go deep on you. Patience is a bad girl. But see, it's in your patience you have possession of your soul. You don't get rattled. When you're walking in that patience, you can see. You can hear a lie a mile away. You, I'm telling you, clarity comes, unhindered sight. You can hear your spirit man speak. You can hear Holy Spirit speak when you're not anxious, when you're not ruffled, when you're not, but you're in that place of patience and peace. So look at somebody near you and tell them, let her have her perfect work. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34 says, but I say unto you, swear not at all. Stop cussing. No, that's not what that means. Yeah. Swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head. Because thou canst not make one hair white or black. And verse 37 is what I want to emphasize. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. For whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. What that doesn't mean is that every conversation you have, all you say is yeah. No. Yep.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.